American Language Course, Volume 2200, Tape 2206C. Hello, are you ready to do the lab exercises? Okay, open your tape support material to Figure 1 for Tape 2206C. For the first exercise, I'll dictate a sentence. You write it in column A. I'll ask you to underline certain words in each sentence. Then you will match the underlined words with the special expressions in column B. Let's do an example. I'll give you a sentence. Write it as I dictate in column A where you see example. Would you please check the water pump of my car? Would you please? Check the water pump? Of my car? Now, underline the word check. Then look in column B. Find an expression meaning check. Take a look at would be the expression you would choose. So you would put the letter D after the sentence you wrote in column A. Do you see how to do it? Are you ready to go with Figure 1? Got your pencil? Let's begin. First, write all the sentences. Then, afterward, you'll have some time to do the matching exercise. I'll read each sentence twice, at normal speed the first time, and then more slowly. Number 1. He found his billfold in the back part of the car. He found his billfold in the back part of the car. Now, underline the words in the back part of. Number 2. Will you check this exercise? Will you check? This exercise? Underline, check. Number 3. John's TV is out of order. John's TV is out of order. Number 4. Actually, we didn't get enough to eat at the party. Actually, we didn't get enough to eat at the party. Underline, Actually. Number 5. Anne has been very sick since she had the flu. Anne has been very sick. Since she had the flu. Underline, very sick. Number 6. He can't see. He's sitting behind a very large man. He can't see. He's sitting behind a very large man. Underline, behind. 7. We didn't like the movie. To tell the truth, it was boring. We didn't like the movie. To tell the truth, it was boring. Underline, to tell the truth. 8. We can't move. We're behind a stalled truck. We can't move. We're behind a stalled truck. Underline, behind. 60 seconds to match column B expressions with the words underlined in column A. Begin now. All right, time's up. Let's check your work. Did you choose C for the first sentence? That's correct. Let's repeat the sentence using the expression from column B. Repeat. He found his billfold in the back of the car. Number 2 should be D. Take a look at. Now, repeat the sentence. Will you take a look at this exercise? Number 3 should be E, in bad shape. Repeat after me. John's TV is in bad shape. Number 4 should be A. Repeat. As a matter of fact, I didn't get enough to eat at the party. Number 5. E is correct. Repeat. Anne has been in bad shape since she had the flu. Number 6. B is correct. Repeat. He can't see. He's sitting in back of a very large man. Number 7 should be A. Now repeat. We didn't like the movie. As a matter of fact, it was boring. Number 8 should be B. Let's repeat. We can't move. We're in back of a stalled truck. How many did you get right? At least 7, I hope. And did you underline the right words and spell them correctly? Well, after the tape is finished, you can check your spelling with the correct sentences on the next page of your tape support material. But right now, count your correct answers and put the number in the blank at the end of Figure 1. Now, turn to Figure 2 in your tape support material. Listen to the following sentences carefully and put a circle around each word you hear read. The words are related to the reading in our lesson. Number 1. Mechanical and electrical repairs are sometimes expensive. Number 2. Many large stores have repair services for the mechanical and electrical items that they sell. Number 3. Stores may offer a guarantee for merchandise for a period of 90 days. Number 4. Be sure to get an absolute guarantee when buying a watch, a radio, or a TV set. Let's see how many words you circled correctly. Look at number 1. You should have circled mechanical and expensive. For number 2, you should have circled repair and electrical. Those are the only words from this sentence. For number 3, you should have circled guarantee, merchandise, and period. For the last one, there should be a circle around absolute, radio, and set. That was a pretty easy exercise. You should have made no mistakes. Write the number of correct answers at the end of Figure 2. Are you ready for the next exercise? All right. For this exercise, look at Figure 3 in your tape support material. Listen as I read a sentence. Then, looking at sentences A and B, circle the letter of the sentence I read. Listen carefully, because there is very little difference in the two sentences.
I'll do the first one. Number one, the bulletin board is in the back of the room. This is sentence B, so put a circle around B. Now, continue. 2. I want to take a look at Bob's new boat. Three. Don't park your car in back of the mess hall. Four. This washing machine is always out of order. Five. He hasn't taken care of his car, so it's in bad shape. Six. Put the guns in the back of the truck. Seven. He didn't get a guarantee when he bought that TV. 8. The boys were playing ball in back of the house. 9. Was that difficult? Well, let's see how many you were able to get right. Ready? Put an X beside each wrong answer. We did number 1, which is B. Number 2 is A. Number 3 is B. Number 4 is B. Number 5 is A. Number 6 is B. For number 7, B is correct. For number 8, A is correct. That was easy, wasn't it? Did you get them all correct? I hope you did. Put the number correct in the blank at the end of figure 3. Now, let's go back to number 1 in figure 3 and repeat the sentences that you heard. Pay close attention to any that you circled wrong. Repeat. The bulletin board is in the back of the room. Repeat. I want to take a look at Bob's new boat. Don't park your car in back of the mess hall. This washing machine is always out of order. He hasn't taken care of his car, so it's in bad shape. Put the guns in the back of the truck. He didn't get a guarantee when he bought that TV. The boys were playing ball in back of the house. All right, now let's go on to something different. Are you ready for exercise 4? Have you turned to figure 4? I'm going to dictate 2 paragraphs. First, just listen as I read. When I read the paragraphs the second time, fill in the blanks with the correct words. We will check your work after you have finished. Listen carefully. Be sure you don't write until the second time I read. Let's begin now.
We are making progress towards safer driving by improving our streets and highways.
We are building better cars, and we are setting up stricter controls on driving.
While we have not reached our goal for safety, improved driving knowledge and skill offer hope for progress. Here are some important safety factors.
Whether a person is driving slow or fast, an accident may occur if a car suddenly stalls, fails to stop when the brakes are applied, or doesn't respond when the driver steps on the gas. It is necessary that all units of the entire system operate properly. The brake system, the ignition system, the fuel system, and the steering system must be in good condition.
Now I will read the paragraphs again. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks with the correct words as I read.
We are making progress. Toward safer driving by improving our streets and highways. We are building better cars, and we are setting up stricter controls on driving. While we have not reached our goal for safety, improved driving knowledge and skill offer hope for progress. Here are some important safety factors. Whether a person is driving slow or fast, an accident may occur if a car suddenly stalls, fails to stop when the brakes are applied, or doesn't respond when the driver steps on the gas. It is necessary that all units of the entire system operate properly.
the brake system, the ignition system, the fuel system, and the steering system. Must be in good condition. Now we will check to see if you were able to write in the missing words. If you made a mistake, put a circle around the word. If you didn't write a word, write it in the blank of your exercise and put a circle around it. Ready? Let's begin.
Number 1. Progress. P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S. Number 2. Driving. D-R-I-V-I-N-G. Number 3. By. B-Y. Number 4. Our. O-U-R. Number 5. And. A-N-D. Most of these words are real easy. I hope you've been writing them correctly. Number 6. R. A-R-E. Number 7. Better. B-E-T-T-E-R. Number 8. R. The same as number 6. Number 9. Setting. S-E-T-T-I-N-G. Number 10. Up. U-P. Number 11. On. O-N. Number 12. Not. N-O-T. Number 13. Goal. G-O-A-L. Number 14. Driving. Remember, there's no E in driving. D-R-I-V-I-N-G. Number 15. And. You know how to spell this. Number 16. Skill. S-K-I-L-L. Remember, two L's in skill. Number 17. For. F-O-R. Number 18. Is. I-S. Number 19. Driving. D-R-I-V-I-N-G. Number 20. Occur. Remember, there are two C's in occur. O-C-C-U-R. Number 21. A. Number 22. Car. C-A-R. Number 23. Fails. F-A-R. I-L-S. Number 24. Stop. S-T-O-P. Number 25. Brakes. B-R-A-K-E-S. Number 26. Doesn't. D-O-E-S-N apostrophe T. Don't forget the apostrophe after the N. Number 27. The. T-H-E. Number 28. Driver. D-R-I-V-E-R. Number 29. The. The same as number 27. Number 30. Gas. G-A-S. Number 31. Is. I-S. Number 32. Units. U-N-I-T-S. Number 33. Entire. E-N-T-I-R-E. Number 34. Operate. O-P-E-R-A-T-E. Number 35. Break. B-R-A-K-E. Number 36. System. S-Y-S-T-E-M. Number 37. Fuel. F-U-E-L. Number 38. Steering. S-T-E-E-R-I-N-G. Number 39. Must. M-U-S-T. Number 40. B. B-E. Number 41. Good. G-O-O-D.
I hope you remembered to circle any wrong words you wrote and were able to write in the words you didn't hear when I read the paragraphs. Put the number you got right in the blank at the end of Figure 4. Look at Figure 5. Now, I'm going to give you some true or false questions related to the last exercise. I will read a statement. Circle T if it is true and F if it is false. Ready? Listen carefully. Number 1. Improving streets and highways makes driving safer. Number 2. Cars are no better now than 10 years ago. Number 3. We have more rigid controls on driving. Number 4. We have done everything we can to improve safety. Number 5. Most drivers today have improved driving knowledge and skill. Number 6. Only fast driving causes accidents. Seven. All units of the entire system should function properly. Eight. The only two systems in a car are the fuel system and the brake system. Let's check your answers. For number 1, I read, improving streets and highways makes driving safer. This, of course, is true. Number 2, cars are no better now than 10 years ago. This one is false. Number 3 is true. We have more rigid controls on driving. Number 4, we have done everything we can to improve safety. This is false. We still haven't reached our goal for safety. Number 5 is true. Most drivers today have improved driving knowledge and skill. Number 6. Only fast driving causes accidents. I hope you marked this one false, because this statement is false. Remember, whether a person is driving slow or fast, an accident may occur if a car suddenly stalls, fails to stop when the brakes are applied, or doesn't respond when the driver steps on the gas. Number 7 is true. All units of the entire system should function properly. And the last one, number 8,
The only two systems in a car are the fuel system and the brake system. This one is false. There are many systems in a car. Do you remember the names of some of the other systems? How about the ignition system and the steering system? Okay, did you get all 8 correct? Put the number you got right on your paper at the end of Figure 5.
Do you think that's enough for today? Okay, get ready to do the tape evaluation for tape 2206C. When you complete it, your instructor will check your work. Be sure to do the evaluation with all your books closed. This is the end of tape 2206C.